Our epistle for this 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 25 and 26, and chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. Brethren, if we live by the Spirit let us also walk. Let us not become desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, even if a person is caught doing something wrong, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let everyone test his own work, and so he will have glory in himself only, and not in comparison with another. For each one will bear his own burden. And let him who is instructed in the word share all good things with his teacher. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For what a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows in the flesh from the flesh shall reap corruption. But he who sows in the Spirit from the Spirit will reap life everlasting. And in doing good, let us not grow tired, for in due time we shall reap if we do not relax. Therefore, while we have time, let us do good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 16. At that time, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. And as they drew near the gate of the town, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large gathering from the town was with her. And the Lord, seeing her, had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." And he went up and touched the stretcher, and the bearer stood still. And he said to the young man, "I say to thee, young man, arise." And he who was dead sat up, began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. But fear seized upon all, and they began to glorify God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Brethren, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, as we read the Gospels, the Epistles, there's always a underlying principle that we must make sure we drawn to consideration when meditating upon the words of Scripture. And that principle is the principle of free will. In today's epistle, Holy Mother presents us with the first word of the epistle. If. Brethren, if we live by the Spirit. That means it's up to us. No one can force us. No one can make us. It is up to us whether we wish to abide by the law of Christ or make up our own little whims and wants. The question must be asked, well, what is the law of Christ? Does that differentiate from the law of the Mosaic law, the Ten Commandments, the laws of the church? No, it perfects these laws. Remember, Christ made a distinction between the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. He says the letter of the law kills. The spirit of the law makes it live. So what is this law of Christ? St. Paul talks about it today. Bear one another's burdens. And spiritually instruct with a spirit of meekness. We have kindness. We have forgiveness. We have goodness. We have selflessness and not selfishness. This goes along with, as we have approached this Sunday, if we take a look at the past Sundays, of the other reminders that we have been given. The two men who come to the temple to pray. The one was full of himself, praying to himself, praising himself. Even though he was up in front of the church, it was all about himself. He started off his prayer, "Lord," but in actuality, he was identifying who he thought of himself. "I thank thee that I'm not like the rest of men." The other was praying to God and identifying who he was praying to, understanding his need for a Savior, his need for forgiveness. "Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner." Identifying himself for who he was. In today's epistle, St. Paul continues, "For if anyone thinks himself to be something whereas he is nothing, he deceives himself." That spirit of humility will help us to understand what we need to do to appreciate what we have and to hold it precious and to be instruments of good throughout the day. The selfish man, the selfish woman cannot be an instrument of Christ and his peace throughout the day. It's an impossibility. It doesn't matter what group you think you find yourself with. It really is determinant upon our mentality, our want. Take a look at today's gospel. Two processions meet outside the town of Nain. One is a procession of death. The other is the procession that holds the Lord of life. Take a look at the characters in the procession. You see a number of different types of characters. Those that are in the funeral procession, you might see those that are mourning without purpose, sad beyond relief, the depth of grief. Perhaps we see those that are there who are there out of charity for the widow, to console her, even though they hold sadness in their heart because it is a sad situation that they are involved with. They don't make it about themselves. They're not there for themselves. Others have allowed themselves to become victims of the tragedy, and they have given themselves over to discouragement and despair, to melancholy. Take a look at the other procession. There are those in this procession who are there because they're just curious about what's going to happen. Perhaps they've heard or they've seen miracles, and now they're wondering, "Well, let's continue to go. There's more miracles that we can see. We can see wonderful things if we're around him." Others are there hoping to find something that they can trap him with, or they can label him with, or they can find fault with him about. We have those that are there who are just following other people. Maybe they're made to be there. Maybe it's a spouse following another. They're following their spouse. They really don't want to be in that procession. And then we have those that are there because they have decided to follow Christ. They have given up everything to follow Christ. But even in this group, there are those who have given up everything absolutely. And those, there's a problem. There's still an element of selfishness. And we read this in Scripture. When the apostles are arguing among themselves, who's going to be the greatest? We see this demonstrated the night that he was arrested and he was condemned. One denied him, one betrayed him, and all abandoned him. So there was a problem. And it's important for us to draw forth the lesson that is presented before us today in the gospel. We have a choice. We have to make the right choice. No one else can make the choice for us. Circumstances in the world, political leaders and friends cannot make the choice for us. We must make the choice for ourselves. Every year in our academies, we take upon ourselves a theme or a motto. Sometimes we quote from popes. Sometimes we quote from saints. Sometimes we quote from Scripture. This year we take a quote from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. It starts off the quote that we have adopted with the question. St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 35. Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then he goes on to make a list, asking question after question, if any of these can separate us from the love of Christ. Shall tribulation or distress or famine or nakedness or danger or persecution or the sword? But in all these things we overcome because of him that has loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor might, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But the question is still out there, isn't it? Who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? No one can, except us. We ourselves, for ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.